Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Wolfpack. We're here. Let's get into the topic right now. It's Wednesday. You already know what time it is, ladies and gentlemen. Wolfpack Television. Hit us up, Facebook.com, Twitter.com, Instagram.com, even though we're not really on Instagram that much. But hit us up. Follow us on Twitter. We're really big on Twitter. So if you got any comments or questions or anything like that, you guys feel free to ask. I'm keeping watching the Facebook, so the best way to get in contact with me would be Facebook, unfortunately. So let's just get right into it. You guys, like I said, you guys know what it is, Sports Nation right now. And real quick, CAF, let's talk about we're going to talk about the NBA. We're going to talk about NBA, but right now let's discuss the wrestling stuff. What's going on in wrestling? Of course, we did a topic on wrestling a long time ago. We talked about that we were going to include wrestling in the Wolfpack TV television. The Wolfpack podcast. Sorry.
Let me just say this, Vince McMahon, you owe us a check, man. You know what I'm saying? And I want to see seven figures just because we told Joe Ass to bring back SmackDown and Raw a long time ago. And on this same TV show, on this same show, Wolfpack TV, you know, so somebody was listening.
Absolutely, guys. And, you know, with SmackDown, with Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan being, with Daniel Bryan being the GM, it's good that y'all looked out for him. As far as getting a GM manager position, because he had to retire. He was supposed to retire for medical reasons, so he can still do something with wrestling, so which is cool. Shane McMahon is the president right now. They got the SmackDown. Remember, they went live on Tuesday. Last Tuesday was their first show. Raw, they got Stephanie and Mick Foley is there. Dean Ambrose is still heavyweight champion on the SmackDown. I don't know if they're going to bring back the World Heavyweight Championship. They should.
Mr. Man, if you're listening, please bring the championship back. You need to bring it back. You need it for your stock, for your company. You know what I'm saying? You got to have two belts, two programs. It's the only way to make it right. And it's the only way.
Absolutely.
To,
and
know,
I think that they need to just go ahead and make another. I don't know if they're going to make another belt or they're going to try to bring back there. But all the fans want the old belt. They want the WCW belt back. So
yeah, you got to bring it back.
It
should have never been retired in the first place, and you need to bring it back. You know what I'm saying? Because it holds weight, and you devalue it by doing that. You know, so you need to bring it back. You know, every great champion has had that belt. You know, from you need to bring it back.
Yeah, and like I said, I think that what they're gonna do is just get away from the WCW altogether, and just go ahead and just make a new belt with the WWE champion, another one.
Well, I think they should still use the same. I mean, the belt that they had for the WWE version, it looked the same, but it actually wasn't the same belt of the WCW. It was actually a little bit different. But hopefully they'll bring back the same, you know, type of looking belt. Maybe they'll just redesign it or something. I don't know. But in any case, yeah, they definitely need to bring it back. You got two programs.
Well, they need two belts. They need that belt back. They need to go ahead and put the – I understand that the United States champion is on Raw. Intercontinental is going to be on SmackDown. They got – I told them a long time ago they need a women's tag team. You guys are bringing in a lot of women in there. Go ahead and make it a women's tag team match and bring the women titles there. You can make the light heavyweight champion and the European champion, or you know, the hardcore, whichever belt that you want to do, the smaller belts, make them the women's tag team title belt. I mean, I don't understand what the problem will be with that. You have a lot of women coming up in the NXT with the developmental league for the wrestling. Why not put them two belts in there and put them on SmackDown? You know what I'm saying? Women's tag team belt, you know, just like the men. The men have their own tag team belts. You're going to have to pretty much come out with a whole different – it's like a new show.
Yeah, you're right. You have just like kind of like you have the luchadors, you have the women, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, you got to run it like that, you know what I mean, to run it right. You know, that's how Bischoff ran it, you know what I'm saying? And that's why it ran so good. You know, because you gotta have everything going, and you do gotta have those title belts. You know, you need the cruiserweight belt. You gotta add value to your wrestlers. If you don't add no value to them, you can't expect them to have. You know, they may have star quality, but you can't expect them to get over the hump because you're not giving them nothing to work with. You know, so or enough to work with. So how do you add value?
Absolutely.
You add titles. You add titles.
You add titles. Yeah. And I know that you're going to like this here. Sasha Banks is the new W Women's Champion. She beat Charlotte at the pay-per-view at Battleground. So
me and you,
sure
Sasha
you
Banks.
About that.
One night stand action. Nah, my girl killed me, but you know what I'm saying. I can only dream. I definitely want an autograph and a poster, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I just wanted to lay that out there. So, guys, if you're messing, all the wrestling fans, I know y'all really big on. You know, if y'all listen to the show, I'm trying to put the wrestling in there. I'd rather talk about wrestling than talk about baseball with you guys. This is my opinion. I have nothing against baseball, highest paid sport right now, still, even with the NBA dividends going up. But I do want to say that the wrestling is going to be is very major. And I noticed that on the draft, SmackDown actually got, you know, wrestlers. They're talking about, you know, wrestlers being on the SmackDown show, JV. But no, Randy Orton, not JV. You know what I'm saying? They got a lot of people on there on SmackDown. So I can't wait. Randy Orton's back. I'm very my favorite wrestler right now. And I think that will be next to Brock Lesnar as of right now. I think that, that would be very cool for him to come back. I know he's fighting Brock Lesnar for SummerSlam. And SummerSlam, I will be tuning in to watch it, which is dropping August 21st, you know, which is after the Wolfpack's birthday. You know, we know we Leo Nation over here. Long Wolf is the 11th. I am the 13th of August. So, you know, I'm gonna check that SummerSlam. Give you my thoughts of it. We'll talk about that on Tuesday's of that week show. you know, that's pretty much about it.
Now to NBA, my favorite topic next to wrestling. Let's talk about there was some topics that I wanted to talk about that we didn't get to actually talk about. Let me see. Roy Hibbert went to the Hornets. Ramon Sessions to the Hornets also. Batula signs a 1-year deal with the Warriors with Jermaine O'Neal and well, they're trying to get Jermaine O'Neal and Tyson Chandler. How do you feel about Westbrook getting a they're talking about giving him a max extension in Oklahoma City. I wouldn't sign because there's no pieces that they can sign that they could really do, in my opinion. You just lost one of the top five guys, you know, of basketball players. I mean, I would actually go after somebody else, in my opinion, if you're going to sign Westbrook. You got to actually sit down and convince him to stay and actually put pieces around him. So, you know, with that being said, I like the way that the Pelicans lineup is right now. They just signed Alonzo G. You guys know him. He's a small forward. He can actually ball his motherfucking ass off. I'm glad that Anthony Davis, and I know you guys have been listening to the show. I know you have. And even if you haven't, you heard by word of mouth about what we're talking about. Because as soon as I said something, you're going to have to send Anthony Davis some help. I noticed y'all got Solomon Hill, which I don't know nothing about him. Y'all picked up Terrence Jones, Etuan Moore. The guy Galloway, y'all re-signed Cunningham, and you guys have a good bench, and that's what y'all needed. If Drew Holiday could stay healthy and Tyreke Evans could stay healthy and keep Anthony Davis healthy, I think you guys would be in a better shape than what y'all are. Y'all definitely beat Houston, in my opinion, out of the Western Conference playoffs. So, you know, to see you guys in the playoffs again – And get to the second and third round, you guys are making progress, you know what I'm saying? And it's been rumored that Jason Terry's time could be over in the Houston Rockets locker room. Something about that he won't they won't re-sign him because they just gave Eric Gordon that 4-year $53 million deal on top of the James Harden deal. And I think they're still paying, you know, Dwight Howard. So I don't exactly know what's going on. I mean, that's a solid situation. I see Jason Terry. He might not be in the Houston. Don't be surprised if you don't see him in the Houston Rockets uniform this coming up year. It's good to see that Terrence Jones signs a 1-year contract with the New Orleans Pelicans. He's actually a pretty good dude. Now, if they can play him, I think that that young man can hoop. Nice lefty. Got a nice little 15-footer. Very, very powerful down there, powerful position. So, you know, let me say this because I never talked about this last week on the free agency when we had CG on there, but I do want to say this. I hope that Tim Duncan gets a parade just like they did Kobe in L.A. Be on the lookout for that River Walk happening. That shit is gonna.
He did get a day. They declared the day he retired. Tim Duncan Day. So they made it a day in San Antonio.
Absolutely, and ladies and gentlemen, that River Walk is going to be packed. If you're a free agent and you're looking for a female that night, and you in San Antonio, You better take your ass up there. You might pull something. And I'm not talking about pull or groin. You might pull something. So I noticed they got rid of the 7'4" dude that they had for 3 years. He went to Detroit. Guess who also is in Detroit that's familiar with the San Antonio, that left San Antonio that went to Detroit? Aaron Baines. So he's actually that dude, Bohan Morjanovic, signed a 3-year, $21 million contract with the Pistons. So that's going to be giving some stock. It's actually going to give Andre Drummond a break also. So, you know, also Lewis Scola, he signed the 1-year deal with the Brooklyn Nets. You know, I talked about this. And, guys, I know y'all listening to this show because as soon as I said something, we don't want my – I'm a Boston Celtics fan. You guys know this by now. I've been saying it every Tuesday and every motherfucking Wednesday when we've been having Sports Wednesday. They let Jared Sullivan go. $4.4 million. They wasn't going to renew his deal. He's actually signing with the Raptors. So Boston let him go. they actually decided to keep Tyler Zeller and Kelly Olynyk. So I hope that was a good move. I hope they did. The only thing about Kelly is he got to lose some weight, man. I mean, to be in a league and to have that kangaroo pouch on your fucking stomach is just not cool, man, when you're entering. I mean, you can't come in there out of shape like that, man. I mean, you barely get up the motherfucking court. And you're going to have to run with Isaiah, man. You know what I'm saying? That young man's in shape, you know. So, you know, with that being said, and Steve, let's talk about some real shit. Would you would have gave C.J. McCollum that $166 million deal? If you Portland GM, would you would have resigned C.J. McCollum?
Tough decision because they don't. It's kind of like you don't really got a choice. You know, who else can you attract to that market? You know, after LaMarcus Aldridge left, you got Damian Lillard there. You know, you don't want to let C.J. McCollum go, so you kind of got to pay him the money, you know, and lock him in, you know, to just to keep what you got there going. But
so
yeah,
you
came out on top. Like that's another, you know, kind of like a Mike Conley type deal. You know, really came out on top.
I mean, you got Damian Lillard, you got C.J. McCollum, and then you got Allen Crabbe. They play Allen Crabbe $75 million. I wouldn't give him that much money, man, for a streaky shooter like that. I mean, one minute he's hitting 25, 30 points, the next minute he's 5-6. You know, 0-for-7 3-point line. You know, barely getting to the free throw line. I mean, you know what I'm saying? These guys streaky shooters, man. C.J. McCollum, he's a streaky guy, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's just my opinion, guys. I mean, you know, y'all. I mean, you know, you guys don't have to, you know, agree with my opinion. These are just my opinions, man. I know the Spurs re-signed Manu Ginobili. He just signed a 1-year deal with the Spurs, with the San Antonio Spurs again, signed for $14 million. So Quincy AC just got picked up by the Mavs. He signs a 2-year minimum salary. For a 4-year vet, I didn't understand that at all. You gave him a two year salary. It sounds like a league minimum, like he was a 12 or 13 year veteran. And you know that's the type of pay. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Amari Stoudemire and Kenny Martin. I mean, that's the kind of deals that they was getting at the end of their career. Not Amari Stoudemire, but Kenny Martin kind of deal after that. So. You know, Jerry Jack, they're going to be deep. Obviously, they picked up another guard, 1-year deal with the Hawks. Also, Chris Humphries is their backup power forward / center. He signs a 1-year, $4 million deal. I would have gave Jerry Jack a little bit more money than I would have given him more years, excuse me, with Atlanta Hawks. I think Atlanta Hawks going to have a really good team. Like I said, they signed Kent Bazemore. He's actually a pretty good dude, a pretty good weapon on the offense, defense, he could play, man. So I'm glad that he re-signed with them. They also picked up Dwight Howard. You know, they got a young power forward. I mean, excuse me, power point guard Dennis Schroeder. He's not that bad. You know, so Cavs offered Tyronn Lue a 5-year extension. So you know, that was a no-brainer. They gave him an extension. He just won a championship. So you know. Deion Waiters signs a 2-year deal with the Heat. Hopefully he can start over there in Miami since they just lost Dwayne Wade. There's going to be a lot of competition for that number 2 spot. I think Justice Winslow or whoever's playing the number 2. It might be to be Justice Winslow or that other kid that they picked up. I've got his name. I just read. Sorry. A lot of things going on in my head right now. So, you know, Miami, they're going to need a free agent over there. And obviously they got Chris Bosh too. He still stayed over there. I don't think he was too happy. He might end up leaving Miami. Maybe go to Cleveland. I don't know. I noticed speaking of Cleveland, they just signed, Chris Anderson, Birdman. So, you know, that's good. There's your center help right there for Tristan Thompson, the backup. I don't like the way they did that Mozgov situation. I think they should have played Mozgov again, my opinion. I mean, it's still a big man's world, in my opinion. 7 foot, not too many people are going to be able to guard you when you're 7 foot, especially if you're keeping the ball above your head. and jump barely jumping and dunking on people. Everything is a dunk with him. Go back and see the highlights if you don't believe me, the past 2 years. Otto Porter, that young man is nice. Be on the lookout for that young man. He just signed. He could be out of the Washington organization. Whoever picks him up, it's going to be. And for a bench player to production, I think he averages like 17, 5, and 6, something like that. That young man could hoop his ass off. So, CF, anything else you want to add?
No.
Any topics that you want to highlight?
No, I mean, Miles Garfield definitely have an opportunity to flourish with the Lakers, and develop. He'll definitely he's in the right offense, so he'll see the ball a lot. Rockets definitely did the right thing by getting rid of Jason Terry. To be honest, I feel like he's been kind of a hindrance to the team. And Celtics, I'm kind of upset y'all let go of Sellinger. To me personally, I would have let go of Olynyk, but, you need beats down low. You need guys that's showing that. And, I feel like Sully has done his, put in his work. Garnett gave him his blessing. But in any case, he's on to the Raptors now. So, that's pretty much all I want to say about, the free agency.
Yeah. So you guys know what it is, man. Tune in if you have any questions. Y'all know what it is. 713-955-0733. Keep it locked here. Also, I wanted to add with the wrestling. I just wanted to say this, and this is kind of going to lead into the next in the show for tomorrow. You guys talk about wrestling like it's fake. I'm looking at these comments about wrestling fake, this and that, this and that. But number one, y'all do wrestling moves. If it's fake, why are you imitating a wrestling move? Number two, why are you guys watching? Okay, if wrestling is fake, some of it, we understand it's scripted, but them guys get hit with chairs. Them guys get put through tables. That's real life right there. You fuck around and tell a wrestler how fake that shit is and see what happens. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they don't take too lightly about that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's just like calling my brothers and sisters the N-word, and you're not black. So you tell them, you go ahead and y'all homework is go to a wrestler. If you go to any show, get the WWE tickets. Next, I want you to pull one of them superstars to the side and be like, wrestling's fake. What you gonna do about it? And watch what happens. Some of them might laugh and walk away. Other ones might, tear you a new asshole. So keep that in mind. And, what I was going to say just a little while ago is, y'all talk about wrestling fake, but y'all go and watch these shows, Love and Hip Hop, Walking Dead. Is that fake? Let me know. I think that's fake. That's fairy tale. So why do y'all watch it? But do you hear me talk about that shit's fake and this and that? Nah, man, I don't say nothing about that, man. That's y'all preference. Cool. But don't sit up there. Don't kill our vibe because we've been on this wrestling. We've been watching wrestling since 96. And with Long Wolf, I'm pretty sure he's been watching it longer than I have. But I just started on 96. And my biggest pet peeve is to sit up there and kill my vibe. I'm sitting up there watching wrestling and being dedicated to the cause. It's 9-6, and you come in here, shit, that shit's fake. Come on, man. But you go and look at, you watch Love and Hip Hop and all these bullshit-ass reality shows that's actually fake and scripted, but you don't say nothing. Y'all don't want to say nothing about that. Y'all don't want to talk about that stuff. So, keep that in mind. No, I'm not getting upset. I'm just letting you know. That's facts, man. Another thing that I wanted to say is that's going to lead into, we're going to actually talk about tomorrow. I wanted to talk about that Waka Flocka and that game shit. And, that will actually lead into tomorrow, but I'm going to save my comments for tomorrow. And, you know what I'm saying? So we'll actually have Ebbs on there. You guys tune in tomorrow, 10:30. Sports Nation, we done for the day. We'll catch you guys 10:30 p.m. Yeah, CF, lead us out, baby. Long Wolf, you already know what it is. Big Bad Wolf, we out.
Survey says
NWO.
We out.